the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umeyer and Ernesto Araújo. The news from Paraguay and from the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Joseph has sent me in English the announcement. The U.S. Department of Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control sanctioned Horacio Manuel Cartes Jara Cartes, the former president of Paraguay, and Hugo Alberto Velázquez Moreno, the current vice president, for their involvement in the rampant corruption that undermines democratic institutions in Paraguay. Also designated several entities for sanctions being owned or controlled by former President Cartes. Joseph, you send this to me saying that this is unusual, new. What is the relationship between Paraguay and the U.S. heretofore?
Well, of course, it's not unusual, nor is it that surprising, because the Department of State actually revoked the visas of at least one of these individuals, Horacio Cartes, not too long ago, a few months ago. And I believe they did it for Hugo Velázquez as well. But it is quite attention grabbing, particularly since Paraguay is going to be having an election in a few months on April 30th, a presidential election, and I believe a legislative one as well. But one of the things that really stands out in what the Department of Treasury has put out in the press release, and I'm going to read this straight from the press release, it says Cartes and Velázquez, Horacio Cartes being the former president of Paraguay and Hugo Velázquez being the current vice president of Paraguay, that they both have ties to members of Hezbollah, a designated entity by the Department of State as a foreign terrorist organization, and that Hezbollah has regularly held private events in Paraguay where politicians make agreements for favors, sell state contracts, and discuss law enforcement efforts in exchange for bribes. This is a pretty damning statement by the Department of Treasury and something that we at SFS know to be true. We cannot forget that Paraguay rests upon the tri-border area, which is the intersection of Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina, where Hezbollah has had a hotbed for many decades, pretty much since its founding in the 1980s. And because of the massive amounts of money that's moved to the very commercial area, which is the tri-border area, Hezbollah has tapped into that for an inordinate amount of money laundering activities, particularly trade-based money laundering. And in that, to learn that the former president and vice president were at the minimum facilitating some of this illicit activity, but perhaps even partnering in some of this illicit activity, it shows you how difficult the situation is in Paraguay. Now, with that, John, let me say one last thing on this, because what I do think, and what I do, I agree with the sanctions. I think that these individuals probably are involved in nefarious stuff that they should be sanctioned, particularly if they're involved with Hezbollah. But that said, one of the criticisms of the Biden administration has been that these sanctions aren't always applied equally. When next door to Paraguay and Argentina, you have another sitting vice president who not just has been accused of being involved in public corruption, but has been indicted and convicted of being involved in public corruption. And there hasn't been sanctions or visa revocations imposed on her. So this is one of the things I think the Biden administration has to stay consistent on. I agree with the sanctions on these political figures in Paraguay, but there's many political figures in Latin America that probably need that same treatment.
Ernesto, what is the relationship between Brazil and Paraguay? Is it a friendly relationship?
Well, yes, very friendly. And during the Bolsonaro administration, we brought it to maybe to the highest level ever, because there was a lot of joint commitment and joint feeling between President Bolsonaro and Mario Abdo, especially in fighting corruption, like exactly the subject we're talking about now. They really wanted to both the one ways to change the corrupt system in their countries. Unfortunately, I think neither was quite successful. And this translated in new initiatives in economy and infrastructure and others during the our administration. But besides that, I also agree with Joseph that it's hard to understand this selective approach if international corruption is a problem. So maybe in another South American country, some authorities, previous or current authorities, should be sanctioned as well. If you fight corruption in Paraguay and you don't fight corruption in Brazil and Argentina, how are you going to explain that? I mean, you can go only a certain way. I think we really should have. We talked in this show a few weeks ago about the possibility of a multilateral agreement on corruption. I think we should revisit that idea and go forward towards a some sort of international court of corruption, actually, in order to really bring all the corrupts to justice, all the corrupt people to justice.
Joseph, quickly, in our last minute, I wanted to make certain we connected Paraguay with the unsolved, to my knowledge, murder of the prosecutor Marcelo Pecci in Colombia last year. To my knowledge, it's not been solved. There's a report of a new witness being extradited in some fashion to Colombia. But that's Hezbollah linked, we believe. Is that correct, Joseph? We have about 30 seconds.
Yes, John, that's correct. And I think the fact that Hezbollah is implicated in these sanctions against high-level political figures in Paraguay just furthers that suspicion.
And meaning that Marcelo Pecci was working in conditions that you'd have to say were exceedingly dangerous, and his murder may be coming out of the apparatus that's controlling major parts of his country. Is that a fair judgment at this point?
Absolutely, John. And Marcelo Pecci, who I got to know, was investigating Hezbollah's links to political figures and organized crime.
Joseph Umar, Ernesto Araujo, The New World Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.